Representative Anna Paulina Luna to colleagues in Congress, speak up now or get out. By Catherine Hamilton on March 30, 2023. Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, R., had a message for her Republican colleagues following the indictment of former President Donald Trump, speak out, or get out of the way. A Manhattan grand jury voted on Thursday to indict Trump for his alleged role in paying hush money to a porn star. The New York Times reported, citing four people with knowledge of the matter. Two sources familiar with the case allegedly told CNN that Trump is facing more than 30 counts related to business fraud in an indictment from a Manhattan grand jury. Trump would be the first former president in American history to face criminal charges. By lodging this criminal indictment on President Trump, the NY district attorney has also single-handedly shown the American people the obscene perversion that has become our justice system, Luna said in a press release. This is a scary time as a country, and it is time for the cowards in every branch of legislative government to either step up and earn your honor for the position you are elected to or get out of the way and let someone else do it for you, Luna continued. The congresswoman emphasized that if they can come for him, they can come for you. Every single member of the 118th Congress needs to think long and hard about their oath of office and consider how they are going to proceed next. Your next moves will show the world exactly who you are, Luna concluded. Many Republican lawmakers and conservatives have been rallying around the 45th president following the indictment news. Some warning that Democrats are attempting to interfere with the 2024 presidential election. The former president released his own statement, calling the indictment political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. I believe this witch hunt will backfire massively on Joe Biden. The American people realize exactly what the radical left Democrats are doing here, Trump said in part. Everyone can see it. So our movement, and our party, united and strong, will first defeat Alvin Bragg, and then we will defeat Joe Biden. And we are going to throw every last one of these crooked Democrats out of office so we can make America great again. The Twitter account for Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg released a statement saying that his office contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment, which remains under seal.